Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
In a bombshell move that's reverberating through Montana, Republicans in Congress made good on a promise to stop sending taxpayer dollars to organizations that perform abortions, the largest of which, of course, is Planned Parenthood. The policy was included in the so-called Big Beautiful Bill and effectively cuts off all Medicaid payments to any facility or organization that performs abortion, whether the money was used to fund abortions or not. Technically, the Hyde Amendment does not allow federal dollars to be used for abortions, but we know from the public testimony of former Planned Parenthood employees that the organization uses Title X grants and Medicaid dollars to pay for procedures other than abortions, thus freeing up dollars from other sources to cover abortion-related expenses. Despite the Hyde Amendment, federal taxpayer dollars are used in a very real sense to subsidize abortions. One method was described by former Planned Parenthood clinic director Sue Thayer in an interview with the Alliance Defending Freedom. According to Thayer, Planned Parenthood has contracts with pharmaceutical companies that allow them to purchase birth control pills. In the case of ortho-tricycline, they pay just $2.98 per cycle, then turn around and charge Medicaid $35 for those same pills. Then, to add insult to injury, Planned Parenthood shames the patient into a $10 donation to help offset the cost. So they wind up making a whopping $42 net profit on a cycle of pills that cost them $2.98. And this is just one example. Congress is also trying to get its hands on Planned Parenthood's real costs for the drugs used in gender transition procedures. This is Planned Parenthood's most recent cash cow, with the number of transgender clients increasing by 700% since 2021. By their own admission, they are now one of the largest, if not the largest, purveyor of gender reassignment drugs in the nation. And we can only guess what the cost versus reimbursement ratio is on those. The Montana legislature has known that these problems have existed for years, and in 2021, with input from the Montana Family Foundation, passed a bill to ban Medicaid dollars from being used for abortions. That law was overturned by the Montana Supreme Court. In June of this year, the U.S. Supreme Court said that states have the right to block Medicaid payments to Planned Parenthood. As predicted, Planned Parenthood immediately took to the airwaves and warned of catastrophic consequences, as if Planned Parenthood is the only source of care for Medicaid patients in Montana. They ask us to conveniently forget that there are only 4 Planned Parenthood facilities in the entire state, while we have healthcare clinics in every single county statewide. And Planned Parenthood's facilities are located in 4 of the largest cities in Montana, where healthcare options abound. Will Planned Parenthood in Montana take a financial hit due to the loss of Medicare dollars? The short answer is yes. Last year, they billed the government for $1.3 million in Medicaid reimbursements. They plan to make up part of that with a $400,000 Title X grant from the federal government, which will still leave them with a nearly $1 million deficit, which they hope to make up through donations. Nationally, Planned Parenthood rakes in nearly $500 million in taxpayer dollars annually, which begs the question, why should taxpayers foot the bill for birth control and gender transition procedures? The simple answer is, they should not. Medicaid dollars should go to those who really need them, and Congress is finally making sure that happens. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.